Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life. Yeah, yeah.
Good News in the Morning is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries and has been broadcast weekly since 1999. Do visit our website, gncm.ca. Here, you will find podcasts of the programs and introductions to the Ottawa pastors who deliver the good news to growing numbers of listeners worldwide. They appreciate and need your regular prayers. Our heartfelt thanks to all those who support us financially. And now, here is today's presentation.
Good morning. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As we begin today, my prayer is that the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ would encourage and strengthen you today. And today, I'd especially like to thank Tony Koppel for his sponsorship of this program. And on behalf of the board of Good News Christian Ministries, I want to wish Tony and his wife, Lorianne, all of God's blessing as they embark on a new chapter in their lives, as they follow the call of God to service in South Africa through Iris Ministries. Tony has been a crucial part of Good News Christian Ministries for many years, serving on the board as our chair and organizing the sponsorship program, which has allowed so many of you to participate financially in the success of this program. He's also been responsible for much of our web presence over the years. Thank you, Tony, and God bless you. Having said that, let's get on with today's program. Today, I want to speak to you about the theme of being salt of the earth. It's a familiar expression in the English language, and we'll say it about people who are just really solid, good people. And this expression, salt of the earth, comes from the fifth chapter of Matthew, reading from verses 13 to 16, where Jesus is teaching in the Sermon on the Mount, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Jesus gives us some encouraging and challenging words in the Sermon on the Mount, and this passage coming right from the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, just after the Beatitudes, places its importance before us as a summary in a way of what kind of people we ought to be. In this passage, being salt is a good thing. Like being light in a room, giving light to everyone in the house. And so perhaps we'll need to look at what salt is not in this context, because the image of salt has many different meanings in different situations. Well, we'll get a chance to take a look at what this is and what Jesus is saying to us in a few moments. But I'd like to focus for a moment on the idea of being the light of the world, in which a song sung by Marantha Music, Shine, Jesus, Shine, focuses on Jesus as the source of the light, as we are light in the world. Would you listen to it with me?
Shine,
I've always enjoyed that song, Shine, Jesus, Shine. It's really a prayer that we would see God's glory break out in the world. But God seems to be saying in this passage that we are one of the sources of His glory breaking out in the world, that we will be the light of the world. And it seems conditional on the idea of obedience to the way of Jesus, because otherwise we're light that's put under a bowl. But he starts by saying we're salt of the earth, and that's what I wanted to focus on. The idea of salt, and what does that mean for us? How can we understand its purpose in directing our lives? Because salt, as I said in the introduction, can have negative ideas. If we say someone is salty, we might not mean such a good thing. In fact, I think the expression is derived from the character of sailors in days gone by, when sailors could be counted on for some pretty coarse language and pretty raucous behavior in the port towns. That was a characterization in the past, and the idea of being salty in our language, that is, using coarse language, is something that we're specifically instructed not to be. We're not to be coarse and offensive. And, of course, the idea of coarse language can be a kind of sliding scale. What's impolite in one context might be perfectly normal in another place because the language changes from place to place. But God calls us not to be coarse with the people that we're with, not to be rude or impolite in the way that we converse with other people. The idea of being salty in other ways can be a negative image, even within Scripture. You can see where the writers of the New Testament, through these people, God instructs the Christian church not to be salty in another way. For instance, both Paul and James talk about people who criticize and curse other people with their words and then go on to praise God. And they say, can fresh water and salt water flow from the same fountain, from the same spring? And they say, of course not, that this should not be, that our mouths should be used for only praise, and that praise would be considered as fresh water giving life to the world around it, not salt water. And so we're not to be salty in being negative, in being slanderous, gossipy, in having malicious talk come out of our mouths, in cursing, but instead we ought to be filled with blessing and speaking the things that edify other people. In both these contexts, salt has something to do with what comes out of our mouth, our spoken words, and that's an important part of the instruction that we're given in Scripture, is not to be poisonous with our words. For that's another meaning of the word salt that's not intended when Jesus says you're to be salt of the earth. In the Old Testament, one of the hardships that the people of Israel faced when they were invaded by foreign armies is that that armies had a tendency to try and ruin the land so that the country they had invaded wouldn't be able to recover from their invasion well. And they would salt the earth. They would put salt onto the fields to a degree that would prevent them from flourishing and producing fruitful harvests. And that's clearly not the meaning of the Scripture today when God calls us to be salt in the earth. In fact, He's obviously speaking about a good thing. So what is it that Jesus is talking about? He's talking about salt in some of its other functions. The metaphor has this meaning, that salt is used in two major beneficial ways. Salt is used as a preservative. The very thing that can make it a poison in too great a concentration is what's able to keep some things good over the long term and prevent bacteria from decaying and corrupting things. Salt as a preservative is one of the things that God is calling His church to be able to preserve goodness and to keep things fresh and useful over the long term. By holding on to the values of the gospel, by pre- by preventing the corruption and decay that is so common in the world today, preventing that from entering into the fellowship of believers and trying to be salt in the world and prevent the world from sliding down dangerous slopes into decay and destruction. That's an important function of the people of God, the disciples of Jesus Christ, that God calls us to work as a preservative in the world. Salt also adds flavor. I think that's the major thing we think about salt. Many people have a habit, even before tasting their food, of sprinkling a little bit more salt on it because it always tastes just a little bit better that way. We can use too much salt for our health, but it's also possible to use too much salt for flavor. But many of us have gotten so accustomed to salt that we do end up using too much. Salt adds flavor and brings out the flavor in the food that we're eating. And Christians, disciples of Christ, people who are following Jesus, are intended to bring out a particular flavor in the food that is the world, in the goodness of the world. There are different spices. Some bring sharpness. Some bring out spiciness. Some cause bitterness, and others cause sourness. What does salt do? We would probably describe it as bringing out the good flavors that already exist in the food, emphasizing the good, and bringing that to the attention of the palate. We can be salt of the earth in that way, in bringing out the good and emphasizing what God has blessed the world with as we are salt in the earth. The main message here is indeed that we can make a difference in the world. And that's why I've chosen for our next song today a song by Jackie Velasquez with precisely that title, We Can Make a Difference. Jackie Velasquez sings from her album Heavenly Place. And let's listen to it now. Things yes, we can make a difference. And the idea of bringing out the goodness of the world is an important part of being salt in the earth. But what exactly is the characteristic in us as followers of Jesus that can help us to be salt in the earth? Well, Jesus is giving us a clue because he's embedded this into the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, or the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, and he's just spoken of the Beatitudes. And it would be wonderful to spend a great deal of time just analyzing the Beatitudes for what characteristics Jesus wants to see in his people. He said, blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who mourn, who are able to look at the problems and face them with compassion. Blessed are the poor in spirit. And even to his disciples, in one version of the Beatitudes, he says, blessed are you who are poor, people who have given up and made sacrifices in order to be God's blessing in the world. Blessed are you if you endure persecution and keep faithful to God. Blessed are the people who have let their lives and their character be shaped by God. The Beatitudes are an often neglected part of Jesus' teaching because they go against our innate sense of wanting to be important, wanting to be powerful, wanting to have our own way. Instead, Jesus calls his people to submit to God's way and to be strong in weakness, to let the strength of God shine through. That's part of being salt in the earth. And everything that follows in terms of Jesus' teaching about how to treat our neighbors with love, how to honor God in our prayers, and how to give generously and to serve faithfully and joyfully in the world around us. This is all about what it looks like to be salt. But God emphasizes right in this passage that there is a danger that salt could lose its saltiness. What happens if salt loses its saltiness? Now, with salt itself, it's true. If you take the salt out of salt, there's nothing left. I mean, you can take the glitter out of diamonds and still have a strong, hard material that's useful for all kinds of industrial purposes. You can take the glitter out of diamonds and they're still diamonds, but if you take the salt out of salt, you've got nothing left. Can salt be restored? If it's been diluted in water, the chemical salt can be reconcentrated by evaporation or reverse osmosis or electrolysis. But how can we be restored if we've lost the characteristics that make us, that mark us as Christ's? Well, the scripture is full of stories of restoration and instructions on being restored, about being devoted to prayer, about accepting the forgiveness of Christ and believing, trusting God that there is a new start available. There is the grace of God that gives us a new heart and a new life. For those who have never embarked on this new life, it's coming to accept Jesus as Lord and letting him renew you, because no other power on earth can renew you and give you this new life. For those of us who are Christians and sometimes discouraged in our capacity to love, we just need to continue to press on, to trust God, to be devoted to him in prayer, and to continue to pursue him. One thing about salt is that it works better in concentration. Not a single grain of salt do we put on our food, but we put many grains of salt. Salt has its best effect when it's gathered together and encouraging one another. And so in these ways, we can be restored as salt of the earth. But we need to take some time now to pray to God and be devoted to prayer. So would you bow with me? Almighty God, we give you thanks and praise that we can make a difference in the world if we allow your Holy Spirit and your renewing power to work in us. And so we ask you to renew us. Make us devoted followers of Christ. Make us salt in the world, light to the world, so that we might glorify you, our Father in heaven. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening today, and again, thank you to Tony Koppel for his sponsorship of today's program. As we close today, you will hear the song My Lighthouse, sung by the Rend Collective Experiment. And I do hope you'll take this beautiful message home that Jesus is and can be eternally your lighthouse.
In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. To shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore.
I won't fear what tomorrow brings. With each morning, I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are my light, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness. I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse. I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.
Thank you for tuning in. If you have been blessed and encouraged, do tell your friends about this program. Feel free to send in questions and comments via the website. And be sure to share your good news if you have come to faith through listening. But the program on its own is not enough. Don't forget to join other Christians in worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and where it is lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. We so appreciate the donations, which we depend on to keep us on the air week by week. We invite individuals, companies to donate any amount, anytime, or to sponsor our programs on an annual basis. Please donate via our website or make a check out to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to 96 Pheasant Run Drive, Ottawa, Ontario, K2J2R5, Canada. Be part of the movement that is affecting lives worldwide. May you come to know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deeply within your heart And may you feel our Heavenly Father surrounding you with His constant, abiding, accompanying love.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.